This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Drives one in the air to right. If it stays fair, it's got a chance to leave the yard. That ball is gone. Pete Crow Armstrong with a home run to right. Cubs lead 2-0.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. A huge homer because not only did you pad the lead, it gave you a 2-0 lead, but it ended up being the winning run of the game because they managed to score a run themselves in the sixth inning. They got about one run in them, the Colorado Rockies, and that's all they managed.
Matthew Boyd was on top of things, only an unearned run, struck out 8, did not walk a batter. 8 strikeouts, 0 walks. He was masterful. And he has been. So Daniel Palencia gets to save. The Cubs have a well-earned day off today before welcoming the Reds for a weekend series at Wrigley Field. That was a fun game, even though it was a tight game. It was a game they had to win, I think, in your mind, and it was a weak sweep, I think, is the way that you phrased it.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm not, again, no one gets style points. All that matters is that they swept that series. I told you, I don't think it's fair to say you have to sweep anyone because I believe that, in baseball, you can run into one hot pitcher. You can run into one bad night fielding. You can run into sort of everybody falling apart at the same minute in an inning, and you can have bad things that occur, and you can lose a game. Anybody can win on any given night, but I just think that when you're significantly better than a team, and when you're talking about a team that doesn't even have 10 wins yet, and you've got you're 14 games over 500, I think you owe it to yourself to try to sweep.
Fair enough.
You owe it to yourself to do it.
So today the Cubs are off, and so they're not playing, obviously. Nope. I wonder on this day how they spend their days off, and I wonder if Jed Hoyer is tempted at all, as he maybe alluded to a couple days ago. The Pete Crow Armstrong season, I don't think anyone saw this coming in terms of this good, this fast. Did you? Do you think people did? He's an MVP candidate. He's as good as any player has been in the National League. Only Aaron Judge, I think, in Major League Baseball is having a better year, arguably. And the PCA's future is suddenly something that is a point of discussion, which I was a little surprised Jed was as open about it when he addressed it a couple of days ago. But this is what he had to say about Pete Crow Armstrong and contract conversations.
I know, you know, the standard answer has to be that, you know, we're not going to talk about it, right?
Right.
But, I mean, there's a lot to be optimistic about, a lot to feel good about here.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. yeah, I just think in general, I like all those, any negotiations better kept in-house, and I think we'll just do that. But I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Pete Crow Armstrong with 15 homers and 15 stolen bases in the first 56 games of a season became just the fifth player in MLB history to pull that off. Alfonso Soriano did it in 2003, Eric Davis in 87, Bobby Bonds, Bobby, in 75, and Ken Williams, not Kenny, but Ken Williams in 1922. So it is not a commonplace occurrence.
No, it's not.
I think we thought before the season that he had a chance to be really good. And I believe before the season began, before the trip to Tokyo, I felt that he would be a guy that would be sort of the energy guy to fill the Javi Baez role. You know what I mean? Like, I really thought he was going to be a spectacular player at home. That he's just his personality, the number of things he can do. I thought he would be a really influential player. But I had no idea that he would already be in the MVP category. And he is. He's someone you have to talk about. Given his WAR, given the statistic we just mentioned, I think he's been as influential as anybody on the team,
including no doubt about
Kyle
that.
Tucker.
Yeah, including Kyle Tucker.
Yes.
There's been a trend around baseball in players who have shown this kind of promise and production this early in their careers. And even with the team control, going to them with extensions that would be large but team-friendly. And that we heard the report earlier this season about the Cubs doing just that and going to Pete Crow Armstrong about contract extension talks. It was funny to hear Jed the other day after what we heard with the exchange with him and Bruce talk about, it's not a big deal for him. He doesn't play. Players typically don't want to discuss contracts during the season because of the potential for distraction. I don't know if Pete Crow could be distracted by much because somebody seems to be very able to play baseball despite everything around him. I would take another run at him if I were the Cubs. And maybe they have, maybe they are. But I would definitely try to do what I can to get him locked up before he becomes way more expensive than you want to afford.
But increasingly, the recommendations are for him not to do it.
From his vantage point.
Exactly.
If you're the team, you have motivation to try to make this happen.
But I'm saying there are people recommending to PCA, don't do that.
I would think that's understandable. But at the same time, you look at what he's set to make for the next 3 years. And if he doesn't sign an extension, he's definitely undervalued in terms of he's not earning what he is worth until he signs that extension. So it's a negotiation. It's an interesting situation to be in. It's a great luxury for the Cubs to wonder if they can afford Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how to answer that one because I haven't heard a ton about them getting a deal done with Kyle Tucker. So I don't know where that is at. I don't know if that's, you know, the amounts of money that have been mentioned are insane.
It's got to be tabled.
And I don't know that they want to spend that kind of dough.
And I think they're still in the process of the season. In his case, he's been here, you know, now it's you know, the end of May, so he essentially hasn't been here even a half of a season yet. Wrigley Field and Chicago, they're doing its part,
right.
doing their part because yeah. It's been has the makings of a special season. And when those kinds of things happen at Wrigley Field, you wonder what role that would play in Kyle Tucker's decision-making. From Tom Ricketts' perspective, I do wonder if he's starting to look at this success of both those guys and doing the back of the envelope math and figuring out if you can afford to keep both of them.
And listen, they swept the Colorado Rockies, and that's all that matters. But if I'm being honest with you, as I said this morning, not like the most impressive sweep I've ever seen. It was one of these things where they did what they were supposed to do, but they didn't give themselves a ton of breathing room. The offense didn't blow up at any point in the three-game series, right? It didn't. It wasn't one of these things where, what did they have, four hits the first night? They just look at the number of runs that they produced in this series.
It wasn't dominant.
That's what I'm saying.
A dominant sweep. Sweep seems a little bit like an oxymoron, but I do understand what you're saying. It wasn't impressive, and it wasn't as the run differential wasn't as significant as it has been in previous series.
Yeah, and you just would think that they're so much better than the other team that it would be.
They could have taken them lightly.
That's fair enough.
Yeah,
I believe it or not, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just pointing out correctly that you know, it's a good thing they were playing Colorado. And, you know, maybe they knew it, as you're implying, but you're going to need more. And you're going to need more probably against Cincinnati.
I'm curious what the future holds for Shota Imanaga and how quickly the Cubs think he can return. We'll talk to Tommy Hadovy at 8:25. But there are a lot of questions that revolve around that answer. If he's coming back, when he's coming back, and what to do with the rotation.
Right.
And frankly, what the rotation will look like when he does. Ben Brown, his next couple turns, I think, are significant for that reason. I think he could be the odd man out. I don't know what that role would be.
Cade Horton. Cade Horton has been good in getting better every chance he's had.
I agree with that, but I do wonder how much they agree with that. I do wonder if they are thinking about rationing his innings, but I don't like the idea of him going back to Iowa to pitch. If you're going to pitch Cade Horton, if you're going to use up innings, even four or five per start, why not use those innings at the major league level where he can help you impact the pennant race?
Yeah, I mean, he's too good right now to send down. I mean, just being
he's too
honest
good.
About it.
Yeah.
But they've done really well. There are a lot of guys, you know, Matthew Boyd had a really good outing. And you feel a lot better about him. He wasn't awful the last time out, but he probably needed that outing. Colin Ray has been real good. I don't think that you'd look at it and say you got to do something about him. I mean, you're right. Ben Brown would be the one guy with two pitches and without the developing third pitch going. You would say, well, you know, either you could piggyback him with someone else, or you would move him into the bullpen and hope to get something better out of him.
Cubs make a lot of interesting moves with their pitchers in the bullpen. Yep. Now, you're looking last night and you see Brad Keller develop into this high leverage late inning relief pitcher after spending most of his career as a starter. Chris Flexen in the game the other night, when it went extras and late inning high leverage situations. Those are guys that
Daniel
are career
Palencia
starters
is emerging as their closer.
Because of his stuff. And I think that almost is as more plausible to accept than some of these career starters becoming situational relief pitchers. And so you're seeing them mix and match because all Craig Counsell cares about is getting outs. He doesn't necessarily pigeonhole guys into roles, even though those are the kinds of things that you typically see in the bullpen. How about Ryan Pressly working the ninth the other night?
Right.
He had another high leverage situation. They're maybe beginning to trust him a little bit more. Where is his health and how sustainable is it? The bullpen, they've got a lot of arms, and now they're adding another one. You mentioned this earlier. Genesis Cabrera.
Yeah.
Left-handed. A lefty.
Yeah.
He's
lefty from the Mets.
Been well traveled, like a lot of bullpen guys are. I don't know what they are expecting to pull out of him, but a guy who was designated for assignment, and they're trying to see what they could get throwing him into the pitch lab and working their magic.
Right. Yeah, they've done very well with
him. He's been suspended a couple times. I think he's not afraid to mix it up. Maybe that's what they're looking for. Lefty with an edge.
I think, you know, the when we've talked about different guys, and specifically when we've talked about Pressly, that the idea that, you know, he doesn't have swing and miss stuff, that doesn't change, right? You don't How do you develop swing and miss stuff if you had it and you lose it?
Well, it's hard at this stage of his career, 36, to envision his velocity increasing.
Exactly.
Unless he's got an injury or something that has been preventing him from going all out. That would be the only exception. Usually the rule is guys don't throw harder as they get older. No, that's not the case. So you wonder what his future holds. Hey, speaking of DFAs, did you see who was designated for assignment by the Angels yesterday? Tim Anderson.
Oh, really?
Tim Anderson. Yeah. The end of the road again. Very sad.
Bad. Yeah.
Very quick, sudden almost descent. I thought the Angels situation might be one that gave him an opportunity on a bad team to play more, but Tim Anderson, now designated for assignment. You wonder what the future holds for him.
Wow, that's too bad. That's too bad. I really liked him. I wish things worked out better for him here, and I wish things had worked out better for him.
You think this is the end of it?
I don't know. I don't know, David. I think that, you know, for some people, how do I term this? There are players out there where something goes awry, whether in their personal life or their professional life, and it's just hard to recapture it for whatever reason. It's hard to kind of get the one-time sense that they were kind of beyond touching, you know, that they had something special to them that put them in a different conversation. And unfortunately, that happened to him, where it just seemed to go awry. And I thought it was maybe as much to do with some sloppiness in his personal life as anything.
Some things off the field affected him on it. There's no question about it. He addressed those indirectly when he was in town to begin the season with the Angels. I thought maybe this would be a chance with Ron Washington being the manager.
Yes.
To get a second or third chance, because Ron Washington was a guy who, you know, specializes in infielders, specifically shortstops.
Right.
Tim Anderson, it doesn't seem that long ago where he was starring for Team USA in the World Baseball Classic. He was the face of the game, according to Joe Buck, and he was homering in the cornfields of Iowa.
Wow. That seems like another era.
It does.
Yeah.
That's when the White Sox were competitive, and Tim Anderson was one of the faces of baseball, the bat flip mentality and all of the things that came with it.
Sorry to hear that. I really am.
Yeah, it does.
To be honest with you, when you said it, I just figured it was Yoan Moncada.
Well, can you DFA hit somebody who's injured? Because he's injured again, I believe.
I know.
He's always injured.
I just figured it was someone that didn't really care enough. That's too bad.
Yeah, so Tim Anderson out there. Jose Abreu still, I think, trying to make a way back to the majors. Maybe he's in the Mexican League.
Really?
Yeah, I think somebody mentioned that the other day.
Man.
Just you look at the sad examples of how quickly some of those White Sox players fell off the map, baseball-wise.
Yeah, that's really sad. That's too bad. A.J. Hinch could have done something with him. Is that what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Hiring Tony La Russa ruined it all? Is that what you mean?
I didn't say that. No. I did not make any sort of La Russa.
Where is German Mercedes these days?
That's a good question. Yeah. That'd be a good answer to a trivia question. Where do you think he is?
I don't know.
Maybe in the Mexican League with Jose Abreu. Maybe they're on the same team. Not sure.
Yeah.
Sox are off today, too. They come back tomorrow, and they are...
In Baltimore.
In Baltimore against the Orioles. So both teams get a day off, and both teams get to kind of regroup. But both teams have been playing pretty. The Cubs get a sweep, but the Sox had a really promising series in New York against the Mets, against a very good team. Juan Soto didn't have a hit against the Sox.
If the Sox won three of their last six, is that right?
500 ball?
500?
The last couple of series. Well, yeah, they won two out of three against the Rangers.
They lost
two out of three to the Mets.
They lost two out of three and six.
Do the math. They're 3-3.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's pretty good.
You'll take it?
For them, 500's good.
Yeah, I think, you know, Will Venable talked after the game about this team, these young players, prospects. They are happy to get to the ballpark every day and play and get a chance to win a game. I don't think they take they're not grizzled veterans. Most of them aren't. They aren't burnt out. They aren't, you know, they're guys who are trying to establish themselves as major league players. And so that is right now a benefit because they're not beaten down by all the losing.
But I think that the the reason that they've played 500 baseball has been that they brought up Benintendi and Tauchman and who's the other outfielder. Like they,
Michael
they,
Taylor?
No. I can't think of the kid's name. Slater?
Who's oh, yeah. Kid? Austin
so,
Slater.
Yeah. So I think that they've, I think that they have more kind of veteran baseball players that can get an at bat, that can do some things that it's not because of they're driven by the young dudes. I'm not dissing any of the young guys. I'm just saying they actually, if you look at this particular stretch, it has to do with
professional hitters doing professional things.
You know, Andrew Benintendi is the highest, the richest free agent contract in White Sox history. He should be able
to win you a
game.
Yeah.
Well, you won him a game.
That's good for him.
Runs.
Yeah. Good for him.
God bless
him. All right. Good time to talk to Tommy Hotovy.
Yeah, we're going to bring in Tommy next, and we'll talk about the Cubs pitching. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Pitching coach Tommy Hotovy of the Cubs wearing the blue pullover. Tommy Hottovy, pitching coach for the Chicago Cubs.
You're transitioning from being a player to kind of getting into baseball. You take an online class, was it, at Boston U? Sabermetrics 101?
Yeah. I was a finance major in college, and I had an economics minor. A lot of it was, too, I'm going to refresh all my econ knowledge, and I'm going to do it in a baseball course. It's like one of the best things ever.
There's just a lot of trust there with Tommy. We know he's such a hard worker. He puts in all the hours and really, really knows what he's talking about when it comes to pitching.
Tommy Hottovy, breaking down the starting rotation and bullpen on the north side with Mullin Haw.
I'm here for one reason. I want to help these guys get better, and we want to win baseball games.
Tommy Hottovy on 670 The Score.
Tommy. Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to Tommy Hottovy, the Cubs pitching coach, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Tommy, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well.
Yeah, we're doing great. And, you know, fun to watch you guys sweep the Rockies. Important to beat teams that you're better than. And you did so without really the big offensive explosion that we've come to expect. So a lot of good pitching matchups, and certainly it was good to see what happened last night.
Yeah, I think, you know, anybody that was around those games, the last three games, understood that was definitely a pitching, you know, environment, mm-hmm. with the way the wind's blowing in and it's cool. And, you know, for me, just something that has really stood out just as a group this year when you watch just the totality of our team, right? There's different ways to win ball games. Is kind of the way I look at it. And we're going to put up games in Cincinnati where we're down five and come back and have an offensive explosion. They keep us in the game. They come back and take the lead. And then there's going to be days where you have to scrap and claw for everything you can get. And these guys can do that. You know, that's the fun part for me, I think, as a coach, watching it, you know, this year compared to years past, is there isn't just one way to win the ball game. There's guys that can do different things, and there's dynamic players. And so, you know, playing in a tough run scoring environment like that, the goal is to do one thing, it's to win the ball game. And, you know, we took care of business there.
Also taking care of business before the game, showed Imanaga had a 28-pitch bullpen session, Tommy. You ran around a little bit. What's the next step with Shota and the earliest he might return?
Yeah, so I think the next step for him is going to be another bullpen on Saturday. Obviously, today we need to make sure that he's feeling good. We got a few guys that are going to be coming in this morning just to kind of move around the off day and check some boxes on their work this week. And obviously he's a guy that, you know, we need to make sure is getting the good work in when it's his work day, and then also recovering on the days that, you know, it's not. So, you know, hopefully for Saturday, we'll be looking at kind of one of those, what I like to call like a two up bullpen, where you start to simulate what it would look like to warm up for a game and then sit and then throw the first inning. Once guys progress through that, then you're starting to talk about live BP. Hopefully that's something where, you know, he'll be hitting next week.
Is there any possibility of a rehab stint, or will he come right back to the big league club?
Well, I think he's going to need some rehab time. You know, being down for as long as he has,
right.
You know, we're talking about, you know, he's thrown, I guess you could say that was his second bullpen yesterday. He threw kind of like a little short one, you know, before we got back from the road trip. But you know, he's going to need to face some hitters. We're going to need to see how he recovers with more higher intent, you know, throws. Yesterday from a, you know, workload standpoint in a bullpen, he was pretty on par with where he would be for a normal mid-start bullpen, you know, velocity-wise, shape-wise, and all that. So, like I said, I think there will be some rehab, you know, involved. But when it's a non-arm injury, it's an injury, you know, that he's never really had before. There's a couple things we have to see how they recover, right? We need to see how his lower body feels as he's recovering, but we also need to keep the volume and intensity up in the arm at the same time. So we're just trying to balance that with him.
So Cade Horton made his fourth start, and all of them has been pretty solid. A quality start technically the other night. He's thrown 20 innings now in those four appearances, Tommy. I just wonder, has he shown enough for you guys to believe that, all right, he's going to be in the rotation for the rest of the way? Or with a young pitcher like that, is it too premature to project that?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I'm trying to live in the moment with him, because it's fun having a young kid who has ton of talent, has a really cool, fun repertoire that you can kind of help work and shape and build with him, and really take advantage of the time that he's here. I can't speak to what it's going to look like over the next 2 months. I don't know what it's going to look like when Shota gets back, all those things that factor in, but he's doing everything he needs to do to prove that he belongs here and needs to be here and be part of what we're doing this year. For me, I've just been around him, periodically in spring trainings, over the past few years, and now getting my first time to kind of be hands-on with him, for a longer period of time. Yeah, this for me is the fun part, and getting to see him go have success, getting to see him continue to grow and learn. He asks, great questions. He asks questions about how his stuff plays, how he can make it better, how he can use it better, how he can shape things a little differently. Everybody watched that game that he threw the heater, the fastball into Ryan McMahon that cut and went behind him, and everybody missed it, and the hitter missed it. And he's like, how can I do that on purpose? Those sort of questions are the ones for me that are exciting for a young kid. And he knows what he's really good at doing, but he's not afraid, even at the highest level, to work to connect, to continue to get better. And that's what we've really seen out of Cade so far.
I'm curious, Tommy, with Reese McGuire coming in, how is his relationship developing with the young Cubs pitchers? Is that something that you kind of monitor or help him with or are involved in?
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about this. There's only a few positions that when you make changes or there's an injury or something comes up, that it puts a lot of scramble mode in play and a lot of effort on all the parties to kind of get people up to speed. And the catcher's spot is just the hardest spot because you're so involved in every aspect of the game. But what I'll say with Reese, having Reese in spring training and being around a lot of the pitchers, he caught a lot of those guys early in spring training. So that was good. He caught Cade Horton in Iowa this year, so he'd had experience there. And he's been around. Like he has a great understanding of not only calling a game, but understanding what a pitcher's strengths are and how we want to attack hitters and what makes them good. And I think he does a good job of simplifying that. Catching is it's the most difficult position in the game, and guys that work at it and guys that take pride in it, they make that easier on us coaches because they want to learn. They want to learn about their players and the pitchers and what makes them tick and what makes them good. So it's been great conversations, and Reese has done a fantastic job since coming up.
Ben Brown has provided glimpses of greatness at times, and yet consistency has eluded him. And I just wonder, as you project out, I know you don't, you're living in the moment because you have to, but how big is every start for him in terms of solidifying his spot in that rotation? And why do you think that he has not been as consistent as maybe everyone would like?
So, I mean, that's a great question. I think in the way you phrase it, I think leads into exactly what we've been working on with Ben, is like, how big is every start, for him? And honestly, it's not as big as every pitch for him. And that's kind of the point we've been trying to get with Ben. And Ben has elite stuff. The swing and miss is outstanding. But it's understanding that controlling what we can control as a pitcher is, it seems like, I'm making this way simpler than it has to be, but it's like you can control what you do, and the ball releases your hand. After that, you can't control anything. And so being able to slow the game down and understand the situation you're in, what you have to do to make a pitch to get out of the inning, not making it any bigger than it has to be right there. I think Ben has the mentality of like, I want to be great. I want to be perfect, and I want to be able to go out there and throw six scoreless innings for our team and give them a chance to go compete and win a ball game. And that's going to happen when you take care of all the little things before that. You know, it's kind of like not getting too far ahead. So, and I love the way you phrase it, like, how big is this start for Ben? In my mind, it's not any bigger than the start he made when he first came up last year. It's not any bigger than the first start of the season this year. As long as we don't make it any bigger than that. You know, you go out there and you execute what you do. You take care of business. You continue to get better. You continue to work on the changeup. He's continuing to work on other pitches to round out his repertoire. Those are all important steps in the process of the journey of Ben Brown's career. And you know, we always talk about the trajectory of a player's, you know, career and the path of their career. No one's ever the same. So, you know, Ben's in a position in his career right now where he's continuing to grow. He's had some tough innings, and that have led to you know, starts that have numbers he doesn't like, and he's had some innings that he's been absolutely dominant. You know, to go, you know, 4 2/3, 5 innings, and give up 4 or 5 runs, but punch out 8, there's really good signs of you know, process and progress in there. So it's making sure you stay on top of what you can control, what are the positives, what are the things we need to continue to work on, and Ben's going to continue to get better, no doubt.
What is that like for you when you're talking about a guy that is trying to develop a third pitch, and you mentioned he's working on the changeup? Is that, are you constantly sort of reinforcing different things? Are you trying not to be too demanding of it? Like, how does, I'm just curious. It's such a difficult thing to do in season.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors in play. I think number one, anytime a player wants to learn a new pitch, the first thing they want to do is throw it all the time. And that's why the off season is obviously a better time for that, because you don't have to have your arm ready to compete every 5 or 6 days. So the hardest part in adding a new pitch is maintaining the workload, not adding too many throws between starts to where that affects your stamina, your performance, your output on your start day. And you only get that one bullpen in between. So a lot of the throws you make with this new grip, new pitch, are going to be on a flat ground. So we try to get as many reps off the slope as possible. We try to get as many reps with data as possible to help reinforce what we're seeing and what we're trying to accomplish from a movement standpoint. But the one benefit, I would say, always that pitching has is, like, we know what pitch we're going to throw. The hitter doesn't.
Right,
so
right.
Even if you have a new pitch and you don't feel quite comfortable with it, if you throw it, the hitter has no idea that it's coming. So there's always going to be that level of, I guess I would say, buffer for success, because you're going to throw it in a spot and the hitter's going to have no idea that you even had it. So you always have a little bit of margin for error to work with at the beginning. And then as you kind of get into it and it starts getting the scouting reports and teams start understanding how you're using it, then that's when I think you really see guys take a step forward with how it's going to be built into their repertoire.
Tommy, can you speak to the potential addition of Genesis Cabrera, the lefty, to your bullpen? And if you can't, just generally about the philosophy of how many lefties you want to have in relief in your bullpen, because you have two pretty good ones right now. That would be a third. My guess is, as a former lefty, you probably think you can't have too many of those guys.
I mean, you know, I can't really speak to anything on Genesis, but I can tell you, you know, when we started the season, we had 3 lefties in the rotation, you know, and I thought it was like Christmas morning, you know, having that many lefties. And now we're down to 1, but, you know, we've had Buehler and Pomeranz, who've been absolutely outstanding. I think more than anything, you're always looking for ways to round out your group and you know, look for different looks in the bullpen, unique looks, and it's been fun to see how our guys have pitched. I can't really speak to anything on Genesis right now.
I'm curious, what is it like being a former lefty? Are you now right-handed?
You know what I meant.
I'm joking.
I'm a former lot of things. not just lefty, but I try to remind guys. I'll be 44 this summer. I'm like, I'm still a decent athlete. I still try to show off as much as I possibly can, but not quite there anymore.
Tommy, no pressure, but Drew Pomerantz hasn't given up a run in 5 years. So. In the majors.
That's a great point. I didn't think about that like that. That's a great point.
What has been, real quickly before we let you go, he has been a revelation. I don't know if you expected this much consistency from him, but he has not given up a run. He just continues to perform.
Yeah, I mean, you hear it all the time. And we talked about it, like, I think, a lot more in the past when people didn't understand. We didn't have pitch data and stuff. Of guys throwing that invisible. You'd hear that over and over again and what that meant. And we knew his fastball was a really good pitch, and we knew it was going to perform, and we knew the velo was trending up, and watching some of those AAA games that he was with, just really didn't know the level of where the secondary stuff was with the breaking ball and how he's feeling. So when you get him and you start talking to Drew about how he's feeling and how good his fastball feels and where the curveball is, and then he goes out there and he's just absolutely, blowing hitters away with his fastball. And it's just like they see it and then they swing at it and it's gone. It's past them. That's a sign of a good pitch. whatever, metrically or velocity or whatever you look up and see at the scoreboard, the hitter is going to tell you a lot. And hitters are just not seeing it right now. They're not seeing it. It's getting bad swings, bad contact. And the curveball continues to get better and continues to get more consistent. So it's been really fun to see him go compete, and you can see that he's just having fun too. If you're a guy who hasn't pitched in the big leagues in 4 years, and you kind of you battled some injuries and you come back, it's kind of playing with like nothing to lose, and that freedom and that he's carrying and his ability to just go out there and just dominate with his stuff is a really refreshing thing to see. It's been fun to watch.
Great stuff, Tommy. Thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
That is Tommy Hardaway, the Cubs pitching coach.
The former lefty.
I mean, so when the minute he stops pitching, he just does everything right-handed.
He's a former lefty reliever. You know what I meant.
I was making a joke.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah, sorry. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Cool. Body language is a huge thing. Demeanor. We don't want to be a palms up team where we're questioning every. No. That's to me. That's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
Body language. Body language.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. That, of course, is Ben Johnson. That's his comment. I'd agree with him on that, of course.
What are you saying? Why are you saying it that way? Why are you doing that?
Why are you mad at me?
I don't know. I'm a palms up guy.
Oh, I thought you're doing a palms up thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
he doesn't want that.
No, I don't blame him for that. I think it. I do believe he's right that it's a sign of weakness. That it's it's a sort of brand of blaming somebody else, right? It's not taking responsibility for what you've done wrong. And I think, like, Aaron Rodgers does that quite a bit. Like, you can tell when something's gone wrong or he's not happy about it. And yet, this is the guy that back when he was in Green Bay at the end, he's the guy that started the run, pump faked, and didn't make a play.
If you're going to be that guy,
yep,
you better perform well enough so those kinds of things don't stand out, that your play speaks louder than your body language does.
That's fair.
And seldom is that the case. I shouldn't say that. There are examples like Aaron Rodgers where guys get away with that, but I don't think that's what you want to see if you're a head coach. It's cringeworthy. And when you see players struggle and an incompletion or a guy drops a pass and your quarterback all of a sudden starts shaking his head. Or in baseball, when a guy,
yes,
a pitcher on the mound after an error is like,
oh yeah, that's terrible.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Right.
How could you do that to me?
Yeah.
Me. You know, it's not.
No, it doesn't.
It's not a good look.
Bode well for the team.
It's a bad look.
I agree. But I like that his attention to detail is such that he's going over various plays with various people, particularly the quarterback. And I think it's important that you avoid that sort of look and that you try to watch Matthew Stafford. I never thought of him as Mr. Positivity, but I guess he is when I really think about it. He never seems to get too low or too beaten up by a play going awry, and that's got to be helpful.
Matthew Stafford is a consummate pro.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford is an example of a guy who has lasted as long as he has because of his commitment and because of his demeanor, in large part because of his arm talent, but the other things matter too.
And you know, you also shouldn't be not getting the ball delivered to you and then just walk off the field and sit down.
That should be too.
That's
a lesson for
thing.
DJ Moore. And Caleb Williams handled himself well yesterday. Body language, spoken language, in every way he communicated, he delivered. We'll talk to Clay Harbor. He was there watching practice and listening to Caleb, and think he has a lot to say.
We'll bring Clay in next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.